Before we begin the sermon, I need you to get out an insert that is in your bulletin. It's got a picture on both sides of it. And so just hold on to that, and as we get going, we will refer to that, and it will help the sermon really come alive for you today. And hopefully it will be quite meaningful, not only for today, but maybe the rest of your life, you'll think about it, okay? The Word of God that guides us is from Mark chapter 1, and we examine it under the theme, Jesus, our Consolator. Consolator. Most of you are probably not familiar with that word. I say that because according to Merriam-Webster, the word is obsolete. Indeed, if you type the word consolator into dictionary.com, the screen says, no results found. Yes, sadly, consolator is a word we don't hear anymore. The word we do hear is consolation, right? Of course, that's a word that is almost synonymous with loser. Think about it. Who has ever received a consolation prize? Anyone ever received it? Yeah, there you go. Tell me, were you ever genuinely consoled by a consolation prize? Probably not. The message is, go home and console yourself with this gift. You lost! Well, today's sermon seeks to restore the word consolator to your vocabulary. A consolator is one who consoles. A consolator is one you turn to for comfort and rest and hope. And as Christians, we believe the greatest consolator of all time is none other than our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Christ as our consolator or comforter was vividly illustrated in 1881 when a Danish artist and painter named Heinrich Bloch used his considerable talent to portray our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ consoling, comforting the broken. Let's take a close look at Bloch's painting. So I want you to look at this side of the sheet right now. Take a look at that. The title of the painting is Christus Consolator. The painting shows the blind, the lame, the captive, the beggar, the widow, the fatherless, and others gathering at the feet of the Savior's towering presence. Now, Jesus' size, in comparison to the others in the painting, represents his omnipotence, his power, and his ability to protect and care for God's people. If you turn it over, you get a blow up. And you see clearly that his arms are outstretched to the viewer, inviting everyone to come join them at his feet and be protected under his wings. Turn it back to this side. None of the figures in the painting are a biblical character. Instead, they all represent the countless broken, downtrodden people who have sought refuge in Jesus. They represent everyone who turns to Jesus, who once said, come to me. all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. People of God, comfort and hope, strength and consolation are found in Jesus Christ. And not only do we see this in this incredible painting, but we see this quite clearly in today's text. Peter's mother-in-law was suffering with a great fever. Of course, in those days, prior to antibiotics, such fevers were a genuine and immediate threat to life. So this was a serious matter that shouldn't be taken lightly. Thus, when Jesus heard of the affliction, he went to the woman's bedside. Now, it's important to note that this woman is left nameless. Why is that? Because Saint Mark is telling us something very important. He's telling us that our Savior, Jesus, attends the anonymous, the forgotten, the nameless, faceless individual who is in need of comfort. This is a powerful message, especially for us who may feel like God has no concern for us. For us who may feel like God has no time for little old me. My friends, nothing could be farther from the truth. Jesus brings comfort to Peter's mother-in-law, to all those other people in Galilee, and to you and to me. What's more, notice in this text that this woman offers no prayer. She makes no overture toward Jesus. Yet, what does he do? He comes to her. That shows us that Jesus takes the initiative with this woman and with each one of us. Jesus pursues us because he loves us, because he cares about us, because he has come to serve us and to extend life and hope, and love, and forgiveness to each and every one of us. My friends, Jesus doesn't grow faint or weary in his pursuit. He doesn't let bumps in the road, so to speak, deter him. He comes to us where we are at, in the muck and the mud and the mire of life. He comes to us in the back room to extend his compassion amidst our sorrow and our brokenness, our pain and our suffering. Now notice what happens in this encounter. An exchange takes place. Jesus takes this woman's sickness and gives her his health. That, my friends, is how Jesus works. Jesus takes what is ours and gives us what is his. And that includes sickness, demon possession, disease, sin, and death. Jesus came to take it all. There's no incantation here. There's no magic word. There's no presto, changeo, mumbo, jumbo. Jesus simply takes her by the hand and lifts her up. And the fever left her. And that same Jesus reaches out to you and me and delivers us and rescues us from sin, from death, and from the power of the devil. People of God, more than one biblical writer tells us about this blessed exchange where we give God what we have and he gives us what he has. Isaiah writes of the Messiah, "Surely he has borne our griefs and carried our sorrows." Matthew writes, "He took our illnesses and bore our diseases." St. Paul tells us that Christ became poor with our poverty. Paul says that Christ became sin with our transgressions. Paul says Jesus became dead with the death of the whole human race. Jesus, your Savior, takes what robs us of our humanity and he restores us with his virtue, his victory, his forgiveness, and his love. That, my friends, is consolation. Yes, consolation and deliverance are found in Christus Consolator. Consolation are found in Jesus Christ. And yet, think about it. What do we so often witness in our world and even in our own lives? So often, people, including you and me, look for comfort and consolation in all the wrong places. That's right. We too hunt high and low for every conceivable way to cope with troubles and trials and stress in life. We seek relief from all kinds of things. The bottle, an adulterous relationship, gambling, clothing, diets, makeovers, food, shopping sprees, travel, philosophy, endless entertainment, and vanity, vanity, and more vanity. Sadly, looking for consolation in these things not only doesn't help, but very often it makes the problem worse. It may deaden the pain for a time, but it doesn't bring lasting comfort and hope and rest to our lives. Lasting comfort and consolation and hope are found in Jesus Christ alone. And this reality is illustrated both by the painting Christus Consolator and by where the painting hangs. Do you know where that is? This painting hangs above the altar of Sophia Albertina Kirka. It's a church in Landskrona, Sweden. Has anyone ever seen it? No? It's on my bucket list now. How appropriate that this painting hangs in the church, in a church. After all, it's in God's house, and more precisely, at the altar where our consolation is found. Yes, in the divine service, Christus Consolator, the one who died on the cross and rose from the dead, comes and serves us. He serves us with his word, the gospel, that is the power of God unto salvation for everyone who believes. And he serves us here at this table. He gives us his true body and true blood, in with and under, bread and wine, for the forgiveness of our sins, the healing of our broken hearts, the cleansing of our guilty conscience, hope for our troubled lives. And what's more, he strengthens our faith, blesses us with his Spirit, who empowers us to live God-pleasing lives, and gives us the hope of an eternal home in heaven with that, not built by human hands. Jesus, that's where consolation is found. Christus Consolator. Has the pandemic beaten you down? Have marital struggles emptied your tank? Have health problems taken a terrible toll? Are you in need of consolation and hope and comfort and strength? Has sin left you spiritually parched? Look no further than right here. Jesus, he declares to you, I came that you may have life and may have it abundantly. Jesus says, come to me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Turn to Christus Consolator. May God grant it for Jesus' sake in your life and in mine. Amen and amen. And now may the peace of God that surpasses human comprehension guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.